Talking with the chairman of the House Ag Committee for state of Oklahoma, Dale Kerbs. Dale, let's talk a little bit about the legislative session starting, gosh, what, days away now. I mean, we're really close. What's the priorities for the committee?
Well, we've got some different bills that are coming up. There's some exciting things. We're looking forward to one of the bills that I'm actually the House author on. And we're going to be looking at moving the bleed out times for hog showing, moving those dates to November 1st and May 15th so we can encompass more jackpot shows and get the kids out and get them in more in the shows, but making sure we're taking care of our big protected ones with the counties and OIE, making sure we're taking care of those in the state fairs as well. So I'm excited about that. We've also got some different bills. We just had the filing. I've been kind of reading through them and going through them. Looking that way, we're also looking at the possibility of moving, now this is big, moving the nutrition system from the State Department of Education, moving it under the Department of Ag. So it's in its early stages, but we actually have legislation filed for that to look at that. What better way? You know, we've got the federal side doing the USDA, does all that. They disseminate that down to the states. So why not let the Department of Ag? Because when you think about education, what I think about is teachers and making sure that they can do the job that they need to do and not worry about anything else. And that's teach our young generations what they need to be taught. But when I think about agriculture, I think of the farmer, the producer, the rancher. I think of food. You know, my stature, being a bigger guy, I like food. So that just works right along there. So we're looking at, so that could be a big change for the state that I think will get better quality product of food from our local farmers and our regional farmers. I think we ought to be able to have that available for our school kids. And so that's one of the things that we're looking at this session as well. So we've got a lot of exciting different things that are coming up and looking forward to all of it.
You know, a lot of these fellow colleagues that are part of this rural caucus, I know they're talking a lot about medical marijuana and the impact on rural areas of our state. I'm sure you're seeing that as well where you're at on the east side of the Oklahoma City metro.
Yes. Everywhere in the state is dealing with that. I've been traveling all over the state, visiting with folks, been different districts. We have a challenge, and we're going to have to confront that challenge, and everybody's going to have to be good neighbors. The rural community has always known how to be a good neighbor. Now we just need to do our due diligence and train our new neighbors to be good neighbors, not just a neighbor. And by working through that and getting through these challenges, we'll overcome. That's the one thing Oklahoma is really good at. When it comes down to the bottom line, we'll get things done.
Looking back a little bit to this last session, I know that one of those victories we had, some additional money, some allocation for the Department of Ag to get a few more state inspectors for meat in our state. Are you pleased? Is that rolling out like you're expecting it to?
Yes, absolutely. That we put some extra money over in there. I say extra money, but we put money, allocated money over to Department of Ag to hire 5 new inspectors. And so they've been in that process going through that. It's helped alleviated some of the strains that's been out there. But we've still got a long ways to go. And so we want to make sure that we're not being reactive. We need to be proactive. So don't be surprised if we see that we can try to make a little move on that needle, move it even further to get some more inspectors in. We're also looking at maybe a pilot program, working through that with Representative Humphrey. He's got that piece of legislation to work through that. So we know that the consumer now has got a heightened awareness. They want to know where their product comes from. And just like everybody else, the best kept secret is your producer that's just down the street and your rancher. You know, if you know them and you get to them, you're going to have the best meat products that you can have. You know, protein, chicken, all those things. So get out there, get to know those folks, because that's where you're going to get your best product. Walmart has it in the cases, but not near the quality that you can get from your neighbor. So get out there and get it from your neighbor.
Of course, there's been some monies already invested by the federal government to help some of our in-state processors, and probably there's some more out there to be had.
You are exactly right, and that's one thing we want to make sure of is that we stay on top of that. Blaine Arthur, Secretary of Ag, is phenomenal with her team staying right out there in the front. If she sees something that needs our attention and we've overlooked it, she is right there in my office. I have a great working relationship with her and her team, and we're going to continue that and moving forward to make sure. You know, the biggest challenge right now is we see what the price of beef is on the hoof, and then what it's coming out the back door of the packing plants. We need to figure out where that massive difference is and get that under control. And, you know, at the end of the day, I would love for us to go back to the old butcher-style stores where we go in there, we know the butcher, he tells us what, you know, what's the best cuts, and get after it that way. Because you'll never get a better quality piece of meat if you, you know, other than from a producer.